Begin.
Please note that the following program includes adult themes and language. You're listening to the weekly show on Discourse.
I'm back.
We're all back. I'm Morgan Nickel, big mouth dickhead from the internet.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. That's it. That's all I'm done.
Oh, well, fair enough. Yeah, I was actually going to mention that it's your birthday. I even had a note right here in the document.
Happy birthday, Dylan.
See, that was there the whole time in the document.
I don't read the document anymore. It doesn't seem worth it.
Yeah, well, I don't put my stories in it. It just says, get fucked, and then it's got a couple of notes for me. Like, for instance, number one note, if you can't do it drunk, you can't do it. We're testing that once again. So far, we're demonstrating that we can't do it.
Yeah, I don't think that's anything to do with the drunkenness. It's just, you know, technology escapes us.
Something has happened with the stream thing in the last couple of weeks. It's just, it's gone absolutely to putz. And there's something about, like, the audio setup, which I guess was always a little bit sketchy, is just, it's showing its fragility.
My deepest suspicion here is that it's a little bit more complicated than it needs to be.
Yeah, that could be right.
But I can't necessarily suggest a way to fix that.
Yeah, you might be right. I guess my priority always was that I have a nice microphone here and a really clean audio input into the Zoom, but there's all this other shit in between as well. The mixer...
You know, the best thing about the nice microphone?
Yeah, what's that?
It makes you feel like you're doing a real radio show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what was the one that you had?
I've got an Audio-Technica AT2020.
I've got a 2035. I just had to look it up.
Jesus Christ, you're 15 better than me.
At least 15 better.
Oh, God.
At least 15.
I don't know if I can continue.
We don't actually know for sure what the units are, do we?
It's just 15.
I mean, it's definitely 15. I mean, obviously it's 15.
15 better.
But that what's the percentage difference? Could be
a lot.
Well,
it doesn't matter. It's unimportant. It's 15 better, man. I just need to accept that.
That's more than 11 better.
I'm just going to go to bed. I mean...
Fuck, it's late. It's quarter to 11.
It's quarter to 11 p.m. at night in the evening.
So when you're listening to this, it might be like 2035. In the year 2525.
It's probably 2013. I mean, no one's going to hang on to it for that long.
Could be some kind of future anthropologist. We have no idea what the circumstances might be of our listeners.
Just cough switched.
We might have more listeners in 2525 than we do in 2013. It's unlikely there'd be fewer.
I just had a weird 12-year flash forward thinking I'm still doing this, and it was terrifying.
That's 2025, not 2525.
Oh, God. 512 years forward. I won't be doing it then.
So one of my notes in the document, yeah, God, I hope we're not doing it in another 500-odd years.
That seems unlikely.
I mean, I would like it if it was possible for us to be doing it. We're just not interested because we're, you know, floating around stars or whatever it is that we do in the future or the present. Man, the audio from your end has gone absolutely to puts.
Sorry, I keep muting my microphone so I can cough.
Right, and that
freaks out the encoder or something.
Yeah, that changes the levels a lot. I think maybe you just need to, like, put your hand over it or maybe turn away from the mic to breathe.
To breathe, it's okay. It's coughing. Because even if I'll just turn around now and cough. You see.
I need some coughing sounds in the soundboard, just because.
Yeah, no, that's fine. What are we talking about? Doesn't really matter. Oh, no, 500 years. I don't want to be around 500 years in the future. A year takes long enough as it is. I can't deal with 500 of them.
But what if you had a reason to continue living?
But it's a long time. I mean, don't you think by the time you get to like 100, you're like, okay, I've done this for a long time now, and I think, frankly, I could just let go. Be done with this.
There's not much chance I'm going to make it to 100. But
no, I mean, obviously, you know, that was entirely theoretical. You're clearly not going to make it to 100.
If it was possible to essentially live until you got tired of it and then you could choose to be stored, that would be an interesting thing. I think people would not keep going forever. I think people would legitimately get bored.
Well, that was always the thing. I watched those, you know, the vampire TV shows, and vampires are, what's the word? Immortal.
Yeah.
And I always think, fuck, just, it, like, you know, sometimes you're like, in February of a year and you're like, Jesus, this year's going to go on forever.
Yeah.
And then you think that you've got that, like, forever.
forever.
Sometimes a day seems long. Imagine if, you know, if you, a day is like just 1/365th of a year. Imagine if it was, you know, if your entire year was just 1/365th of, well, the next 365 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. Too much.
I think it'd be pretty cool to live 365 years.
So, to summarize, I don't want to still be doing this radio show, internet radio show, in 512 years.
All right. Also, I mean, to summarize further, you didn't want to be doing it in 12 years either.
Probably not.
Might be fun, though. I mean, we could keep getting together. Like, maybe not weekly.
12 years seems like a very long time. What will we all be doing in 12 years? I mean, what will the internet or podcasts be? I won't be able to get away with doing audio podcasts.
That'll be illegal.
Everyone will want the video podcast for their Google Glass or whatever, the Google Contact.
No, what they'll want is
Google Implant.
Is 5-word text posts only for their Google Glass. They just want the absolute, just the bare possible minimum of anything.
So discourse. So the thing would seem like once a week we'd be like discourse : it's all shit! !
The following week, discourse, still shit.
Yeah.
Frowny face.
Fish and chips. We could make the show a lot shorter.
We could make it super much shorter. So Ian Banks, I've never read his normal kind of literary fiction, but I've read a lot, perhaps all of his science fiction, his culture stuff, and his less good other stuff.
So that's Ian M. Banks when he's writing the science fiction, isn't it?
Yeah, same guy.
Yeah, I know. Just different, you know, name.
But I mean, we're talking about Ian Banks right now.
Oh, are you sure? Okay.
He died of pancreatic cancer, I think. Was that right? It was one of those cancers. And he only announced that he had it recently, and now he is dead, and now he will not write any more stories.
I believe former culture correspondent Ryan Sproul.
Yeah.
Was quite a big Ian Banks fan.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. So he covered the idea, coincidentally, he covered the idea of people who can essentially live for as long as they want to. And in his stories, his conclusion was that they would most of them would stop being alive there as well, just because, you know, it's time to move on. At some point, it's time to move on. And so you get all of your friends and family around, and you say,
yeah, I mean, just like a job or like a house when you've lived there too long, or a wife.
And you've never lived in a house for too long.
No, not really.
A wife?
No, a lot of people get rid of their wives. I have occasionally introduced Melanie as my first wife. Yeah. That's amusing.
That seems dangerous to me.
I think she thinks it's funny too.
Yeah.
She may be listening. She's probably not. She's probably gone to sleep. If she's listening, I'll be in trouble. No, I won't. That's fine. She understands. I'm gonna stay in this room for a little while longer, just quietly.
Yeah. So Ian Banks, I liked his stories. A great something's auto started. Thank you very much. Stuff.co.nz. I appreciate your auto start.
Oh yeah, your mouse moves over the video, and they're like, "We'll start playing it then."
Yeah, that must be what you intended, because you didn't click or anything. You didn't click on the two places that we've offered to let you start playing this on. So we're just going to assume that you really meant to. That's what we're going to assume. I liked, I think, was it Accession or was it Use of Weapons?
No, I've never read an Ian Banks book in my life.
I'm pretty sure it was Accession. Let me just see what Wikipedia...
That said, my life hasn't been going that long. You know, if I live forever, I might get around to it eventually.
It's Accession is from 1996, and it was my favourite culture story. Yes, and that's the one I was thinking of, I'm pretty sure. Yes, it's with the outside context problem. If you have not read, if you have read any Ian M. Banks, you will know that Accession is the best. And if you haven't...
I haven't, but I'll take your word for it.
If you haven't read any Ian M. Banks, then you should start with Accession.
No.
And so, rest in peace. I mean, obviously, he is in nothing now. I hope his friends and family had a chance to say goodbye. He might be in the dirt already, or he might be
pot, an urn
of
some sort.
Yeah, he might be in an urn. Your audio's gone fucked again.
Next story. Well, it's not my fault.
Are you sure though? What if I push this button? Does that make any difference?
I don't know. Does it?
I don't know.
I can't hear me.
I'm gonna push all the buttons.
Maybe it's just Skype being a dick. Now I can hear me.
I've pushed all the buttons.
Don't push all the buttons. Unpush some of those buttons.
I unpushed two of the three buttons.
Great. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's real loud. I'm going to push this other button as well.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I don't think you know what you're doing.
I'm pretty confident that I know how to push a button. I just don't know what all the buttons actually do.
Oh, well, then good.
Next story. Where's the button?
Next story.
This is from The Verge. You're unlikely to finish reading this article. Have you ever loaded an article?
Boring. Move on.
Next story.
So today was the Apple WWDC keynote thing. And of course...
And also Sony, wasn't it? And did Microsoft do an Xbox thing today as well? Or was that just... We already knew what that was. Wasn't it like just announcement of technology day?
Well, Sony X-boned Microsoft, that's for damn sure, when they announced that they are not doing any of the stupid always online stuff, and they explicitly said that they're very happy for people who buy their games to then sell them and to borrow
trade
them
and lend
trade them. And Microsoft are doing everything they can to fuck that up. And Sony have also announced that
apparently she was listening.
The launch day starting price for the new PlayStation, the PS4, is only $400, which apparently is really good.
But it's still overpriced in the UK and probably will be here too.
I find it hard to care about prices in the UK, but yes, it probably will be here too. It will probably be most overpriced here. And your level has once again, it's completely...
Sorry, I was distracted by my wife coming into the room and giving me a look.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, she was listening.
I'm going to, just for the sake of...
my first wife.
I'm going to do something. I'm going to change. Okay. I'm going to change where you're plugged into, and it's just even the podcast. You're going to have to hear this as well. And I'm going to plug you back in. All right. So I probably should be able to hear you again.
Here I am.
All right. Now I'm going to pan. I'm going to pan you way over there, and I'm going to pan me way over there. And so now it's going to.
It's weird because I can't hear you anymore.
Oh nuts!
It's all me.
All right. What if I pan you over there, and I pan me over there?
Great. Can you hear me?
Yep.
I can hear you. This is glorious.
All right, cool. So this is going to fuck me up, and it's probably going to root the people who are listening on the live stream. But the podcast listeners will be like, what are you talking about? Nothing happened. There was just like a brief bit of elevator music, and now the audio is the same. That's because in post I've just fucking fixed it. But in actual production land and real-time land, this sucks.
It's all turning to poo.
It is absolutely turning to poo. I'm going to turn your... level up a little bit. I'm going to put you up there. I'm going to give you a little bit of that. And
I could just talk quieter. That would mess you up.
You could. That would mess you up as well. Give you less
glorious
presence on the show. All right. Where were we? Oh, WWDC. And for one thing, the new version of OS X is called Mavericks. So the previous one was like...
Oh, so plural. I didn't realize. I thought it was Maverick. It's Mavericks.
Mavericks. That is the most fucking terrible name.
Fucking stupid. Did they run out of cats?
Apparently, they think they ran out of cats.
What happened to? I thought they were going to move on to like other animals. We're going to have OS X Honey Badger.
Honey Badger would be great, but Honey Badger is definitely going to be an Ubuntu.
Is it?
I'm sure. I worked out when it was going to come back around, and it was going to be in like 2052 or something.
I will switch my primary desktop operating system to Ubuntu when they call it Honey Badger.
It's a long time away. It's a very long time away, actually.
Will I still be doing this podcast then? Who knows?
I'm pretty sure you will be. And by that time, our audio problems will just be... It'll just be impossible. No one will understand how we're getting it so wrong. So other things that happened were they finally released iOS 7, which had the long-rumored update. Johnny Ive took over the design.
This deserves a lot of talking, but let's skip on to the next bit first.
All right, the next bit, would that be the Mac Pro?
I think so.
So the Mac Pro was, it was kind of the big aluminium cheese grater thing with handles on it. It had looked the same way for 10 years that I think the aluminium one, it debuted in about 2000 and
yeah, it was about 2004 or something like that.
2002, 2003, 2004. And it had looked essentially, I think, identical since then. Just, you know, the odd little change of, placement of ports.
Yeah, they changed some of the guts of it, but basically the front and the basic shape remained unchanged.
But now they have, and people were wondering and begging for updated Mac Pros.
Well, it's about 4 years since the Mac Pros actually had an update.
Yeah.
Like, there was one like a year ago maybe that wasn't really an update. It was just kind of they released a model with a different processor in it.
Yeah.
But nothing else changed.
Yeah.
So it's been, yeah, these are workstation computers that are now like 4 years out of date. So they were either due for an update or to be discontinued completely.
Yeah.
I actually had my money on, well, not my money. There was no money involved. I had my money on just discontinued completely because, frankly, it doesn't look like, to me, that Apple is really in that business anymore.
Yeah.
But they've released a new Mac Pro, so that's wonderful.
So what they did was they... Apple cubed, Mac cubed the Mac Pro, and they've changed it from being a big tower case into a very strange little cylinder that people are trying to decipher why they did this.
It is the single strangest looking computer I have ever seen.
Yeah.
The cube, like the Mac cube, and then like the next cube was the next cube was like it was on like a kind of a jaunty angle when you set it down too, wasn't it? I think it
was. I think it looked like it was. Yeah.
But all of those kind of looked cool in their own way.
Yeah.
But this, I just don't get it. There's a cylinder, and the weirdest part about it is the strange indent at the top.
Yeah.
That makes it look. If you filled it with black sand, it would look like one of those things you see around where you put your cigarettes out.
Yeah.
It's a very odd design. So from my perspective, what's relevant is the Mac Pro is a really popular computer in professional video editing.
Yeah.
And it's popular because, primarily, you can expand it. You can stick new graphics cards in it, and you can stick video video capture cards, and you can stick RAID controllers, and you can stick, expansion cards in it, 10 gigabit Ethernet connectors or fiber channel controllers, those sorts of things.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it, that's what sets it apart from, say, an iMac, which is a relatively powerful computer, but is not expandable.
Yeah.
So the new Mac Pro isn't expandable.
Nope.
Not in any meaningful way. Because they've turned it into a cylinder, you can't put expansion cards in anymore because there's just no room.
Now, it's not clear if you can upgrade the GPU by, swapping in a different video card, but it doesn't seem likely.
But it's not soldered, as far as I can tell. But it's also very unlikely to be a standard connection.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a, it's not like a standard 16-channel PCIe card.
Yeah.
So if you are able to replace them, they will be proprietary to Apple, which means they will be, three times the price of a similarly competitive graphics card.
Basically, no one wanted this.
Well, there are plenty of people who are happy enough with it because...
But there are people who will come their boots full at any announcement from Apple. Those people are not reasonable, and there are quite limited numbers of those kind of true believers. People who will actually buy this? I don't know. Apple, so of course they will somehow manage to pull one out of the bag, and no one will quite be able to believe how successful it's been, and then it will be quietly abandoned, even though,
So the weird thing of it, so there are people who want to use it who want basically to use OS X.
Yeah.
And they want to be able to stick a bunch of storage on it, and they want to be able to stick a video capture device onto it. So it has 6 Thunderbolt ports.
Yeah.
So for, and it has 2 GPUs internally as well. So for all of those things, it's actually not a bad option. Like, it works. It's got 2 GPUs, so that gives it a pretty good grunt for things like, Adobe After Effects or DaVinci Resolve for color grading. Both of those things do a lot of GPU accelerated calculations.
Yeah.
And it's got 2 GPUs, so that'll help. It's got lots of Thunderbolt ports, so you can stick lots of expansion off it, and you can plug video capture cards and there will be no video capture devices into it.
What, because there are so many Thunderbolt devices?
Well, there are, in terms of product devices that are well represented in Thunderbolt, video capture is actually way up there.
Yeah.
You can get it's probably like, at least a good half a dozen, maybe a dozen Thunderbolt video capture devices available in the market. So you're not too limited there. And obviously for storage, it's about the only thing it's really been adopted well
for. We've got a comment on the so I haven't been able to see the chat room for the whole show because is that you or is that me? Oh, that's me. That's over here. Oh, God, it's all gone wrong again.
Hey, that's
good. Oh, shut up. Fuck. We've got a comment on the chat room. We've got a comment on the stream, which is why I went and opened that up separately, that says that they can't hear you. So when I've gone and panned everything around.
That must be delightfully amusing for everyone.
Yeah, so just be quiet for a second while I unpan, and I don't even know what's going to happen now. So I'm very sorry to say that whatever the problems were that we were previously experiencing with you, they will be back. But at least the chat room will be able to
hear you. Oh, there I am. I'm hearing myself again. That's awesome. Yep. So the new Mac Pro meets the needs of a lot of video pros.
Yeah.
Like it, you know, has expansion capabilities with Thunderbolt, and it has dual GPUs. But it's a round thing that basically is always going to have to sit on your desk.
Yeah.
Because it's got all the ports at the back of it. So, and you need to unplug and plug things in, because that's the only way to expand it. So you're going to have this round thing on your desk, and you're going to have a bunch of external accessories scattered around, connected by half meter or 2 meter cables, depending on which ones you've bought.
Yeah,
I don't know. So it seems ridiculous to me. And the only reason you can't expand it is because they chose to build it into a cylinder, and I can see no reason to build it into a cylinder. Yeah. Like it doesn't give you any benefit that you couldn't have had building it in a more traditional shape.
Yeah. They
because it's not like you couldn't have 6 Thunderbolt ports and 4 USB 3 ports on a box.
I think that what they've done is they've done it weird, because they wanted to prove that they could. Now, here's a quote from Phil Schiller, because he announced this thing. He said, "Can't innovate anymore, my ass." That's the quote.
What?
They're, literally. As reported by The Verge, he said, "Can't innovate anymore, my ass. Look at this stupid fucking form factor that we've innovated." Well, if this is your innovation, actually, you can't innovate anymore.
Okay, so the innovation with the stupid form factor is that the way it works is a single heat dispersal system or something. Basically, it all sort of, the heat chimneys up the inside. So there's one fan in the whole device.
Yep.
That cools the entire thing. So that's the innovation. Like, yep. Wow, we've reduced the number of fans, so it'll be quieter. And also die completely if that fan stops working.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I wrote on my website about it, and my title is Why, basically.
Yeah.
And I just, that's the point. You can argue about the benefits of what the graphics chips they've chosen are, and how much RAM they'll allow, and whether the PCIe-based SSD is a good idea because it means you can't expand it. But really, just why?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't get it. So anyway, we'll see. Maybe it'll be ridiculously popular amongst a new product-starved Mac Pro fan base.
But I doubt it.
It just has a lot of weird things that don't work. A lot of people want to, rack mount their Mac Pros or whatever. I don't know how the hell you rack mount a cylinder.
No.
Awkwardly.
Inefficiently.
Hmm.
Maybe you need like an 18 new rack, and you put them on like a 6-pack.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
That'd be really awesome. It would look cool. So I'm trying to find a story that isn't about the NSA stuff.
Oh, sorry, go back to the iOS 7 thing though.
Oh, back to the iOS 7 thing, because I can't get enough of talking about Apple. Yep.
So they've embraced a flat design.
Sort of.
Which is weird.
I like the colour.
They seem to have done it very well.
They've done it very badly. So Johnny Ive took over the user interface. I understand he took over, the look and feel of iOS, because previously he wasn't doing that. Someone else was doing it. And it had long been rumored that he was going to be making it flatter, and he was going to get away from the ridiculous skeuomorphic stuff that Apple had gotten a really bad reputation for. It was very out of date and old-fashioned looking with,
leather
fake,
wood.
Exactly, fake leather and stitching and stuff. And it's like, guys, this is on a friggin', it's on a tiny computer that goes in your pocket and travels around with you everywhere. Why do you want it to look like an old-fashioned device? Try making it look like a new device. And just for inspiration, maybe you could try looking at Metro, because Windows Phone, I feel like that is actually the most advanced-looking phone. I don't necessarily like it.
I think it's more advanced looking. Apart really quickly when you start to put third party apps on it, though, because they've got this really strong design aesthetic in Windows Phone.
Yeah.
That stops working as soon as you get like third party apps in there that have their own stupid icons.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but it's like iOS 7 ships with those stupid icons.
So the chat room hates the way you sound. They think you sound like you're on the end of a phone, and you sound like that to me as well. You sound like shit to me.
Well, look, I'm not the boss of Skype. I don't think.
I don't know that there's any changes that I can make on this end, eh? I mean, I don't feel like I changed anything that would leave it all fucked up.
Nope.
You know, I mean, if Skype is playing up, then, you know, that's the audio quality that we get.
Tis what it is.
Tis.
I sound fine to myself.
And I sound wonderful to me. Yeah. So anyway, I like the colour. I don't like the icons and the unlock thing that people have been kind of lolling about. It says slide to unlock and there's an arrow pointing up. But you have to slide sideways. It's dumb. I mean, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just strange. I hadn't seen that. The other thing that seems really weird is that it's like they've taken elements of the Metro design and they've taken elements of stuff that you see in Android and they've kind of mashed them together oddly.
Yeah. Do you remember when people said, don't worry that Steve Jobs is gone because they've got years of innovation yet ahead, even if he was instrumental to their ongoing success? You know, he's set them on a really great trajectory. Well, doesn't look like it. You know, it looks like his involvement in all the decision-making actually was clearly contributing quite a lot because the stupid little mistakes that I've been seeing in Vines and TwitPics and so on today, they are laughable mistakes. They are the sort of stuff that you don't expect from Apple.
No. I mean, even like Windows 8, which I think has some pretty serious user interface issues.
Yeah.
Is consistent.
It's consistently bad.
Yeah, but consistent.
It's got charms, Dylan. Charms. Everyone wants charms.
I do love charms. I don't know if charms. I don't know what charms are. I mean, I know what charms are, but I don't know what charms. Do you know what charms are?
So Apple say, they're widgets. That's what charms are. Apple say that they've now sold 600 million iOS devices.
What, today?
No, total.
No.
That's pretty great, 600 million. It's pretty good. Even Android's only done 900 million. So it's pretty cool that one company has done that many.
Totally.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. They've, of course, the targets all get moved when the numbers swing against your favor, though. So they've been talking for actually probably like the last year about how their usage is higher. Their numbers might be lower, but their usage is higher. Like the proportion of people who browse the web is higher. And of course, once that changes, they'll just have to find something else. I think that anyone who engages in a numbers game like that for marketing purposes is making a mistake. It's like people don't care terribly much about the gigahertz of their processor anymore, right? Because the number's kind of meaningless. But for a very long time, that was kind of the only thing that people really...
Yeah, it's kind of annoying that the number's meaningless because it means I don't actually understand computer power anymore.
Yeah. What is the difference between a Core i5 running at, you know, 1700?
No concept anymore. I don't have to actually really start looking into these things again before I could know what the hell a given processor was at a speed. It's very annoying.
I do like the look of the new MacBook Airs. They're the same as the old ones, but their battery life is the claimed battery life is pretty great. The bezels still suck, though, and they still haven't put Retina displays on them.
I used a MacBook Air for a while when they were quite new, and I think I found it with the MacBook Pro as well, but it has a really sharp edge on the case.
Yeah.
And if you rest your wrists on it for more than, you know, a short while, like when you're typing,
I found it
really hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's, I mean, my laptop doesn't do that. I don't know if, it's probably not uncommon though, I would imagine.
So
given the design trends.
I've just loaded up Twitter, and there is a lot of discussion about their weird audio thing that happened for the stream listeners when you were gone. Suddenly Dylan sounds really distant. Morgan's back again suddenly. We can't hear Dylan on the street. This is different people. Doesn't really detract from the experience.
It's my birthday, you motherfuckers.
It's 11:15. I don't even know why we're persisting. This is like the cursed show.
What Juana says, oh, Dylan's back. It's boring now. Because listening to one side of a conversation with Morgan was better.
I'm sorry,
bro. I hate you all.
Sorry, bro. Real sorry. I don't know why this would be the cursed episode. It's 4.16. That doesn't seem like an unlucky number, does it? It's 416. 416, unlucky number. Let's see if that has anything. It's a Toronto area code.
Maybe you're not doing it though. Maybe it's like 4 plus 1 plus 6. What's that add up to? That's like 11. No. Hang on. Isn't 4 plus 1? No, that's 11. I had it right the first time. Jesus. Can't do maths.
Review 41663 is for lucky number 11 on IMDb.
I don't think this is... Yeah, no, it's not really working out for us. I don't think it's that.
I don't think that means anything. So there's all this stuff about the NSA whistleblower, but I don't know that we can talk about it with this shitty fucking audio, so let's just talk about something different.
Is it that bad, is it?
It's pretty bad.
Awesome.
Sorry, podcast listeners. You know, we didn't try to make a bad one. We always try to make good ones, but everything has fallen over.
Technology, it turns out, is actually quite complicated.
I'm going to, like, unplug everything after this, and I'm going to burn it. Oh, God damn you, stuff. I've accidentally visited stuff, and so naturally it started another autoplay.
I could try, like, hang on. I've got an idea. It's a good idea. Wait, just wait for it.
I find it hard to believe. I bet he's just disconnecting and he's going to recall me.
Told you it was an awesome idea.
Yeah, the audio hasn't changed that much. Now you sound even more distant, and Skype is now detecting internet connection problems.
Oh, good, good.
Next story.
Mourners traumatized after corpse explodes. Oh, my God. No amount of air freshener could hide the stench of death. In the heat of late January, a corpse exploded in a crypt at Preston Mausoleum in Melbourne's north, oozing fluids through an inadequate seal and down the granite faces of the vaults below.
I don't even... Wow.
That's disgusting. Other things that are disgusting.
Next story.
Man, even that sounds bad. Okay, I mean, so I'm, given that the soundboard sounds bad as well, I am prepared to investigate whether something's gone wrong with a device here. Because it's weird that would be bad too.
I agree.
Maybe we should pause the thing and I'm going to unplug everything and replug it in. What do you think?
Sure, what's the worst that can happen?
All right, so maybe the audio is different now. What do you think, podcast listeners? Does he sound different now?
Hello. Hello.
He sounds like he's had a bump on the head.
I'm falling. I can't get up. Sorry, I can't do voices because I've got a slightly croaky throat, but actually I can't do voices at all, so forget that.
I regret that I never learned to do voices. Everyone does Christopher Walken badly, but I never even wanted to try because I know I can't do it, and I would like to be able to. I only like to do things that I'm good at, which is, it's a very bad idea to have that approach.
There's some YouTube tutorials on doing Christopher Walken impressions.
It won't be enough.
No, but they're fun to watch.
Yeah. So Sean Parker, who, thanks to his involvement with Facebook, is...
Napster guy,
but thanks to his involvement with Facebook, he's a billionaire.
Right, yes, I remember that from the movie.
Yeah, he got married in California in a redwood forest and a protected redwood forest. And he did so much damage that they fined him something like $4 million.
What the hell did he do?
He set up what he thought was a really tasteful and naturalistic he set dressed his wedding, and he built fake ruins, and he spent apparently about $4.5 million. It was originally claimed that it was more like $10 million on his wedding ceremony. And he said it was more like $4 million. And then he also got the fine of about $4 million. Basically, the guy's a dickhead. And, you know, some people have good taste and some people can't fucking buy it, you know.
I just why?
Because he wanted to impress his mates, I guess. He wanted to, I mean, if you've got heaps of money, I mean, why not spend it on, you know, a big celebration? It's just, yeah, but it's just, this was crass and he did a bunch of damage.
With a forest, anyway, whatever. Okay, yeah. Good.
It's very strange to me. Things that aren't strange, though.
Next story.
Include snubbing Wellington for any reason. Now this is going to, this might come as a surprise. It might be hard to believe, but only a couple of months ago, I actually had the thought, wow, it's a good thing that Hobbit thing's over because I don't need to hear about any more of that bullshit again. Forgetting that there were two more movies to come.
They just keep coming, bro.
They just keep coming. And, you know, for whatever reason, the first Hobbit movie, which I still haven't watched, and honestly, I'm not sure that I ever will watch it, the first one was world premiered in Wellington.
Well, yeah, because Wellington is Hobbitwood or some shit.
Yeah, something like that, some sort of bullshit like that. I mean, obviously, J.R.R. Tolkien, he was from Wellington, wasn't he? So, of course it's a...
Yeah, I think so. That sounds right.
Just
give me like a minute and then check on Wikipedia.
All right. So the second Hobbit movie, I can't even believe that I'm saying those words in that combination. The second Hobbit movie is not being premiered in Wellington.
Oh, no. Where's it being premiered?
Somewhere good, probably.
Christchurch.
Can you imagine how many people would? I mean, the poor prostitutes in that city, they already have a hard enough time. I mean, I'm assuming that would just be an excuse for Christchurch men, who clearly are the worst in New Zealand, to do even more horrible things to the women of Christchurch.
Have you looked at our breakdown ratings for Christchurch? I think you'll find we don't rate very well there, and I can't figure out why.
After episode 4. We had a massive spike, and then since then, though, pretty much flatlined, pretty much below ground. Yeah, pretty much below ground. So I wonder if part of the reason that we don't have any stream listeners, apart from the audio problems, is that I think that the streamer is going down. So something really weird is going on left, right, and centre over here. And so the people who run Lotto, the NZ Lotteries
Commission.
I think they were called Commission, but I don't know if they're still called that. They've told all of their 600 retailers that they're not allowed to sell party pills or synthetic cannabis alongside Lotto products and that they have to pull them.
Oh, interesting.
Which is very strange and interesting because they are in supermarket. Are they in or near supermarkets that sell booze? And so what's the judgment that they're making?
That's a good question.
And some dairies can sell booze, and I bet some dairies that sell booze also sell Lotto tickets.
Almost certain.
So what is the thing that's happened? What is the decision that they think they get to make? What is the weird kind of moralistic thing that they get? They think they can enforce on independent retailers?
That is an interesting question.
Because... Is it a private company, New Zealand Lotteries, or is
it's run by the Department of Internal Affairs.
Right, and so is this actually a sneaky way of getting around the difficulty of declaring legality or illegality of...
NZ Lotteries is a Crown entity with a government-appointed board of directors, so... Well, maybe it's not specifically part of the Department of Internal Affairs anymore then.
Yeah.
I'm unsure now.
The reason that our listeners come to Discourse is for facts, Dylan. So I'm really disappointed that you haven't got them at hand.
Yeah, well, I can tell you the names of all the board members, if that helps.
I'm sure that would make a huge difference. So there is
Judy Kirk.
Oh, yeah.
Richard James.
Okay.
Miranda Burden. Miranda Burden was appointed to the new NZ Lotteries board in October 2010. She is an experienced director with more than 12 years' experience in professional governance roles. Miranda has had a successful career in general management and sales and marketing for various high-profile New Zealand businesses and was recently the general manager of global marketing for Pernod Ricard New Zealand. Miranda has a degree in marketing and has degrees in marketing and international relations. In 1999, she studied at Harvard University, USA, as the recipient of a Trade New Zealand Export Award. She is a current member of the Institute of Directors. Would you like more?
Yep.
Okay, we'll go. Miranda. Richard Holden. We've got Tony Mossman. Wayne Pickup. Warren Salisbury. Warren Salisbury is Chief Financial Officer and is based in Wellington. Warren joined NZ Lotteries in 1995. Prior to this, Warren worked at the local dairy. No, sorry, Barclays Bank and Deloitte's. Anyway, it goes on. There's lots of them. There's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people on the board and management of the New Zealand Lotteries, and it doesn't say that it's specifically owned by the government anymore, so it's a Crown-run entity.
Yeah.
I suppose like TVNZ.
So the tunnel boring machine.
Yeah, I'm glad we could. Yep, where is this? The one in Waterview?
Yeah, apparently. That school children are trying to name, apparently. Some sort of competition.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey might do well, but the one that drilled a sewage outfall for Christchurch, outfall where?
What?
Outfall where? I don't know where. I hope it's not into the sea. I hope it's not just
nearby river. Oh, no, a sewage outfall goes into the sea, yeah.
Of naturally, because that's what you want to do with your sewage.
Well, it isn't necessarily actual raw sewage at that point. It might have been treated, but it's still, you know. If it's an outfall, I'm pretty sure it goes into the sea, or, you know, or some other water body.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad idea. It should go into a treatment plant. There should be no outfall. There should be processing.
I think it's still, yeah, okay.
Okay, this is not important. Anyway.
Okay, good. The one that outfall.
Shut up.
Yep. Christchurch sewage outfall tunnel drilling machine. Yes, go ahead.
That one was called Dora the Borer.
That's quite good. I wish you'd just got to that sooner.
So, given that it munches tunnels, it should be it should be called what? No, I've got nothing.
Michael Douglas.
You saved me, thank you. So is this the worst ever show?
It has taken 3 years to build the $87 million ocean outfall pipeline, which will allow the city's treated sewage to be pumped 3 kilometres out into Pegasus Bay.
I don't think they should be doing that.
I'm pretty sure that's what we do.
So you know what is really uncontroversial and what definitely won't get you in any trouble? That's talking about whether women should or should not breastfeed. Everyone loves getting unsolicited advice, and everyone likes feeling judged by other people.
After this, let's do religion and vaccination and
declawing cats and circumcision.
Yep. Circumcision, definitely.
And maybe we could, maybe for good measure, we could do corporal punishment.
Oh, yeah.
So scans, MRI scans, show that there is earlier development and better cognitive outcomes in older adolescents and adults and babies that only breastfeed. So that's that. Next story.
Okay.
Next story.
Worst show ever. Female squid. This is from Futurity, so you know it's just all facts. Female squid ingests sperm to keep eggs strong. So as well as, I guess, what do they do? Do you think they just, I don't even know. They eat it for nutrition, basically.
And maybe it's got awesome proteins in it or something.
Something like that.
So somewhere on Facebook, someone has posted this story and they've gone, hey, maybe some chicks I know could take a lesson from this. Is that?
Probably.
Yeah.
I bet that squid sperm tastes terrible.
Don't people eat squid sperm?
Don't know. They might eat squid sperm sacs. And so they might, I guess they
would. I'm pretty sure squid sperm sacs would contain squid sperm.
I guess that's true.
I'm pretty sure people eat squid sperm sacs.
Do you want to hear something terrible?
Next story.
This is actually the worst show ever.
Is it worse than squid sperm sacs?
1 in 10 people skip washing their hands in public bathrooms.
Yeah, you don't want to get any of that weird shit off the tap on your hands.
So I was in the kitchen.
So then after you wash your hands or don't wash your hands, you open the door and leave. I mean, is it really? I don't know.
I think you should always wash your hands.
Yeah, but then you touch the door. At least one of the 10 people who's been in there before you didn't wash their hands, and now you've got their unwashed hand juice on your hands.
Is that better or worse?
I don't know, but if you're truly concerned about these things, I would personally carry a little portable hand sanitizer thingy.
45 minutes.
That's what I would do.
What I would do is just hope for paper towels.
Okay, fair enough.
What's always really good is when
I prefer a bathroom that has paper towels. A lot of them don't.
When you somehow fluke synchronization with someone else and you see that they're just going to wash their hands, and so you're like, okay, I'm going to quickly go wash my hands. And then you take long enough that they get to the door before you and you just walk through behind them.
Ah, interesting.
Right, but I don't think you should just worry too much about the handle in a
So in a public toilet, or even perhaps like a largish work one.
Yeah.
If you're in there doing, say, number two, to put it politely.
I don't think you should do that in public toilets. I think you should just wait until you get home.
What if you need to? Anyway, or a work toilet. I mean, do you feel comfortable enough to poo in work toilets?
Yeah.
Hold on, we're talking about poo again. Don't we get in trouble for this? Anyway, so if you're doing that, and someone and you finished, and you're about to, you know, wipe and flush, and someone else is in the bathroom, do you delay, or do you just carry on your normal business and come out whenever you're ready?
Delay.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Don't like to come out and own up to what I've just created.
No.
Good. Carry on, just checking. Also, I think we've discussed this before, do you fart when you pee?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. That's fine, I just needed to know.
Yeah. So I was in the kitchen once at work, and I was making a coffee, as I do quite sometimes far too often. And I heard there's a kind of a double door system to get into the toilet. And I heard the flush, and then I heard the inner door, and then I instantly heard the outer door. And then a guy walked past me, and I was like, you just used the toilet, and there is no way. You didn't even pretend to wash your hands. And then he went and sat in our boardroom and proceeded to – he was doing like
And he touched an unreasonable number of things.
He touched a lot.
Like, it was weird. He just walked around with his hands on everything.
Yeah. It's possibly worse than
that. Have you seen more?
He was there because we were changing mobile providers, and so people were bringing him their phones, and he was swapping out SIM cards for the rest of the fucking day with his disgusting boy hands.
That's awesome.
And I mean, I was kind of tempted to warn people and say, listen, that guy's disgusting. You shouldn't let him wash.
You should just quietly print out a little sign and just stuck it on the door outside the boardroom.
Really passive aggressive stuff.
Warning, man in here hasn't washed his hands after going to the toilet.
Yeah, you need to sanitize your phone. I think it's really disgusting that people don't wash their hands after going to the toilet. But on the other hand, I think that everyone, me included, is unnecessarily squeamish about this stuff because, you know, unless you've got, you know, there are people who are very vulnerable to any kind of environmental bacteria. But you know, if you touch a dirty door handle, it doesn't really matter what's on your hands. You just have to clean them before you eat or touch your face or eyes. So just don't touch your fucking face, eyes, or eat before you have a chance to wash your hands properly. It's very simple, really. You know, it is squeam-inducing to think of these disgusting people walking around all the time with their filthy hands. But it also, you know, it won't actually make you sick unless you touch them. And then
so have you seen more rats? Did you know what I'm getting at with that?
Yes.
Stink palm?
Yeah.
Oh, hilarious.
Yeah. Those delicious chocolate-covered pretzels.
Oh, I love them.
Yep.
Can't get enough.
Mm. So are we going to talk about NSA at all? Maybe we should leave it another week and see what else.
See what shakes out. Yeah, it's weird. I mean, the first thing I saw of it, I was like, this doesn't quite add up. And then I'm like, well, maybe it, yeah, I don't know. I don't think quite what was originally reported is what is necessarily the case, but I'm not sure if we will ever really know.
Yeah.
Or how we would ever really know.
This stuff makes me so angry. like I am livid about this, about all of this stuff. That our own government does this to us as well, illegally, and that our government, who are our elected representatives, change the law because our GCSB were illegally spying, and we know they were illegally spying. They were breaking the law. So what we do is we change the law to make their behaviour legal. That's apparently the approach that we've decided to take here.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't happened yet, but it is certainly what it appears to be the
reaction. We do know that they were spying illegally. We do know that. That has happened already.
But didn't they come out and say that, they were, but I mean, it wasn't really a problem.
Because if you're not breaking the law, you've got nothing to worry about? Is that why it's not a problem?
I think I was like, oh, yeah, well, no, technically it wasn't legal, but they thought it might be, so that's okay. That's not sufficient. Basically the summary. So they're just changing the law so that they know whether it is or isn't, that's all. Because they hadn't read the law before, so now they need to change it to something they have read. I don't know. I think there's a level of paranoia. There's people who believe that the NSA literally records every email that is sent or received and packet logs every piece of internet data. Like, I've seen people say that.
It's actually impossible that they could
do. I mean, it's absurd. It's a ridiculous, ridiculous thing to say. But I've also seen people, and the same people will say that, by the way, cryptography is fake. There's no, the NSA has back doors into all crypto, which is also absurd. It's just like, there's a lot of paranoia about what is happening. And I think there's a lot of, it's kind of weird because the paranoia about what might be happening probably then, like in this case with the Prism, right? When we first heard about Prism, it was direct, unfettered access into servers of, the biggest internet service providers, the biggest online service providers that there are.
Yeah.
And they could just fish in for any information they wanted any time.
Apple, Google, Facebook.
Apple, Facebook, Microsoft, Yahoo, all the biggies. And that was what was presented initially, right? And then it's kind of changed to not that, but to sort of like some sort of wholesale data pipeline that they have set up for when warrants are issued. So then because of that, we go, oh, it's not as bad as we thought. So let's not worry about it so much. And it distracts from the real issue, which is oversight. And it's the same in New Zealand. This whole thing of GCSB changing law to make their actions legal is kind of irrelevant when the issue is not whether they're, because the law that's changing essentially just means that the GCSB can now be involved in national intelligence operations at the behest of agencies that are allowed to be involved in national intelligence operations with necessary court orders. The issue is not necessarily about whether the GCSB is involved or not, but about whether there is reasonable oversight and management for that process, and that gets sidetracked by being usurped by this bigger issue that we look at and go, this thing, we don't look at the smaller issue of actually what is really the bigger issue of, of how is the oversight managed.
When John Key is the oversight, there is no oversight.
Well, John Key isn't even necessarily the oversight. He's the minister in charge, but there is still, there is still judicial oversight for many aspects, especially things like if the GCSB assisting the police, GCSB, that's not John Key, doesn't John make Key. A call on that. A judge does.
GCSB reports to John Key. He's the only person.
No, the GCSB reports to John Key, but John Key doesn't need to authorize all the actions of the GCSB. If they have a legal warrant from certain people who can, different courts and different levels for different things, but if the law changes and the GCSB is allowed to help the police, then all the GCSB needs is a legitimate police warrant for interception of communications or whatever it would be. So the issue is not about what John Key approves or doesn't approve or whoever the Prime Minister is then. The issue is about...
Yeah, but the point is that he is the only oversight of the GCSB.
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, but it's not even the oversight necessarily of the GCSB. It's the oversight of the operations that make use of the GCSB, that's the bigger issue. It's not about, what they do or don't do. It's about when they get called up.
What do governments exist for? I'm not expecting an answer, and I'm not going to provide an answer, but I think we need to always ask that question. So do we even need a GCSB at all? At all? Does it need to exist? I mean, because police, old-fashioned policing seems to have done most of the job of catching terrorists. Not that we have a hell of a lot of them in New Zealand. What is it that GCSB does?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because we don't know. We can't really know. I mean, there isn't a situation where they can say, look at this thing that was achieved by the GCSB that made everyone, better off or safer or stopped this thing or... caught these people, because that's sort of the point. So that's kind of, we don't know. We have to take, John Key's quite adamant that the GCSB is important and does things, and we don't know, because we don't get a list of you know, successful operations.
It's inadequate, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you can't draw a conclusion from the information we have. We can't, you know, we're not informed enough, and in fact, no one is really.
Yeah.
Short of the Prime Minister, presumably.
Yeah. The episode time counter is silent. Have you noticed that you haven't heard it in a while? I'm going to have to restart that as well.
I heard it a while ago. It said 45 minutes.
But
that was like 10 minutes ago. So we should have 5 minutes-ish.
Did it? God. Begin. All right, well.
Not another hour. What are you doing?
Wait. Well, it might actually be worth starting again from scratch.
Okay, shit. Yeah, why not? I don't have to sleep. I don't have to do the dishes because that's my birthday. I don't have to do the dishes on my birthday. That's the rule.
The one day of the year.
The one day of the year I don't have to do the dishes.
Have you got a dishwasher?
Yeah. It's not, you know, it's not.
So you mean rinse and load?
It's not, well, there's that and there's other dishes. But it's not tremendously onerous, no, but it's still, you know, it's still a thing that takes time.
So they're talking on Twitter about how apparently I rage quit the show. I think it's because the Mixlr still isn't working right. I mean, every now and then I get a message that says the connection to the Mixlr servers has been lost and you are broadcasting live once again. And so I think that the reason that Mixlr is reporting zero listeners is that the stream is constantly up and down. And it's only a coincidence that is happening on the same day that all these other problems have been happening.
Yeah, the same day we can't make the audio work and the same day that the chat room is broken. Wow.
What it's is like going a, on? What the hell? It's
like a schmozzle.
Schmozzle. Schmier.
My birthday, mofos.
Happy birthday, Dylan.
Yeah, thanks. So anyway, I don't know the thing. It'll be interesting to see if we ever find out more about Prism. I don't think we'll ever really know.
Well, we won't know, but that doesn't mean we won't know that some changes have been made. It seems like Obama's not the man to make changes, though. God, he seemed like a better thing than he turned out to be, didn't he?
You wonder, though. I mean, you wonder, like, meet you know, when you boss, get same that as job, boss. When you get that job, you sit down and presumably you meet with a whole bunch of people who tell you a whole bunch of things, and maybe at that point you go, fuck.
Yeah.
The stuff that I've said that I want to do, I really can't. Maybe, you know, you get that, sit down, you go, here's why we actually can't close Guantanamo, and here's why we can't stop. You know, here's the actual reasons classified all up the wazoo why we can't stop doing this surveillance stuff that we're doing. You know, maybe there is stuff, you know, well, undoubtedly the stuff we don't know. But I don't know. It's, he seems like, you know, to all intents and purposes, he seems like a fairly well-principled person.
No.
And I, well, okay, maybe not. But I tend to assume that if the position has changed, it's because his information has changed.
No well-principled person presides over the international drone terrorism and execution campaign.
Well, actually, that's true.
He has presided over.
That's moderately unprincipled-ish.
Yeah. I think there is no good justification for it.
No.
Not in the way that it's been used.
Certainly, what I'm, you know, in general sense, I'm certain that since he's taken office, he's learned things that he did not know before he took office that have undoubtedly changed his approach to certain things.
That's where principles come in.
Yeah.
That's where having your own sense of justice comes in, and a courage and a commitment to the promises that you made. If you say that you're going to close Guantanamo, then you close fucking Guantanamo. It seems to me likely that the only reason that they haven't is that it is politically inexpedient, and they don't necessarily want all of those people that they have gathered up from all over the world, from sometimes illegal renditions and sometimes perhaps not. They don't want them having their day in courts on US soil. Because it's humiliating for them.
And more to the point, he can't do these things unilaterally, and there is clearly not a lot of interest from, you know, members of Congress in making it happen.
I think, if anything, he's much more dangerous than George Bush was, because George Bush was... He didn't have the quality of rhetoric that Obama has. So I worry that Obama might be a little bit more convincing for people with the awful things that he does, whereas George Bush was only convincing for the, you know, the true believers. Yeah. I do not like the situation at all.
No, no.
1 minute. I don't even really want to go for another minute. It's so late. It's 11:45.
It's almost midnight.
And there have been
Day's almost finished.
There have been so many problems with the show. And
maybe they'll never hear it. Maybe it'll live on the bookshelf forever and no one will ever listen to it.
Five.
Hopefully the podcast listeners won't know about all of the problems, but some of them will be impossible to hide.
Well, we've never mentioned them, so I don't know how they'll find out.
Two. One.
See you next week, everybody. Thank you.
Hi.
You're listening to the weekly show on
Wisconsin. Sorry. All right, we're using that one.
Sometimes I don't even know if I should upload these things. Like, this felt like a bad one. Like, we've got lots of cool stories, but the kind of the technical stuff has let us down so badly. It was really distracting for me, and I feel like I never was able to, you know, find my full legs and get my teeth into any of these chewy stories.
Totes, bro, totes.
And I find that really frustrating.
I get you.
Connection to Mixler lost. Reconnecting. Reconnected. You're broadcasting live. Awesome. Good timing.
Oh, well, I don't know. Go to sleep and think about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, I farted.
Dude. It's such a good thing we sorted the audio out, because you might not have been able to hear that otherwise.
Yeah, you can't smell it.
Fish and chat. Fish and chat. Sorry,
the show is cancelled. Beep.